The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your call on this absolutely gorgeous Washington day. Call me 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you got in mind. You've had a problem and you know what? You've been struggling, right? You can't figure it out and you want to know what to do about it. Here's your opportunity. You're tired of taking the drugs and you know, your doc said, well, maybe someday we're going to have to do some surgery. No, not. So let's see what we can do about, you know, those possibilities and put them away forever. 888-630-9625. We have a very interesting program. Actually, one that's going to kind of hit all of you right where you don't want to be hit. And it's kind of telling you that the stuff that you've been putting in your body isn't so good. And it's kind of tears you up and causes pain and causes neurological degeneration and immune deprivation. And the list goes on. I mean, we're going to sit there and pick it apart. But more importantly, not only what is it about, but who's am I going to talk to about it, Dr. Scott?
Good afternoon.
It is. Hey, you got it right.
Yeah, I did. I did the first time. I think a lot of times I say good morning. And so this is like, I'm finally awake this time.
You know,
around.
The only reason that you're awake and alert and able to, you know, be articulate today is because you have a family member watching you today in studio.
Well, she's paid to be quiet, so.
She is. I think Sophia is smarter than you are.
No. She probably is.
Having said that, we're going to talk about sugar, buddy.
Yeah.
And a class that you're doing this Wednesday evening, July 11th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Sugar, public enemy number one. That's kind of a cool topic, man.
Yeah, because I think it is, because it applies to almost, like you were talking about before, it applies to everybody that's probably in the audience one way or the other. And it is a energy source, a sugar that the body breaks down, making glucose get into the system is an important one. The problem is if you have too much of it, the roller coaster ride plays all kinds of havoc on the body.
But there are a lot of people that can't handle any. And when we're talking about sugar, we're talking about all forms of sugar.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to throw this in and I want to get into it later on, is that people think that just because they're using sugar substitutes,
right,
you know, it tastes a little sweet. It's, you know, it can't be that bad for me because they said that it doesn't have the high glycemic forms. But nevertheless, it can be even far more destructive than natural sugars. But we're going to get into that as
yeah, as but the thing is, you still have a craving. You still have to feed that craving. If that craving's going on, that's telling you something.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, when you put anything that tastes sweet in your mouth, your body goes into immediate sugar physiological reaction and starts using and triggering and setting up all of the vitamins and nutrients and so forth that it needs to have. But there's an inflammatory process that's even worse with those. But let's get in, you know, that's, like I said, for later on in the program.
Yeah.
Sugar, public enemy number one. Let's talk about this, Dr. Scott. It's, you know, first of all, when it comes to inflammation and pain and immune dysfunction, how many people are we talking about?
Well, let's say almost everybody. I mean, it's really hard to say when you're talking about, when you talk about numbers like diabetes and things like that and how many people out there, and they're talking about by the year 2050 that maybe half the population in the United States is diabetic. Okay, well, how about the other people getting up to that point? So you're going to take another 25% of those people? Maybe 40%? And so I think one of the things is, I mean, we can talk about simple things like simple symptoms that happen. And you can start looking at things. There's a lot of things here that have an effect on this. And I think one of them is like a key element, like a symptom of when you eat, you feel a little tired afterwards.
It's tired. It's a headache.
Well, not even that. I mean, just some basic things. And what I really want to talk about is the fact is the roller coaster. You want to have not high or lows. You want to be right, kind of right where the body needs it. And when you have high or dips, the body's going to crave. And if it's too high, the body's going to be tired. And you can actually tell that a little bit from when you after you eat.
Well, let me set the stage for you. You know, in years ago, when this country was first became a country, a couple hundred plus years ago,
yeah,
the average consumption of sugar per person was 14 pounds.
Right.
Right? On an annual basis.
Right.
Okay, and everybody says, 14 pounds of sugar? How can anybody eat that much sugar? You know, 14 pounds. Today, all these years later, the average consumption of sugar per person on an annual basis is over 170 pounds.
Right.
I don't eat a lot of sugar. Who's getting my share?
Right.
You know, so we're talking about something that's devastating, and, you know, there's a lot of things that we put into place. But here's where I want to go with you with this. When talking about a sugar crisis, why? Why is this happening today when, you know, years ago, three, four, five decades ago, yeah, we had diabetic conditions. We had people who were suffering from hypoglycemic patterns. We had people that, but today more so than ever. I mean, years ago, there was a book that was even written called Sugar Blues, and it talked about the emotional state of sugar. Why today? Why so much more now? Why is it public enemy number one?
Well, I think the thing is there's more processing than ever has been before on foods and things of that nature. When you process things, you actually leave some of the more dangerous parts of the sugar behind. I think, you know, when you process things, it kind of helps keep a shelf life on things. And when you do that, and on top of that, too, if you're looking at a company, if I can get you addicted to eating my particular type of food, if I can get you a way to kind of grab that, which is usually going to through your sweet cravings, I'm going to get you to eat more of that. I'm going to make more profit off you. You're going to return back to my product line.
Well, McDonald's hamburger, and you can look this up, in their buns, the bun itself, the hamburger goes in and everything else, has at least 6 to 7 teaspoons of sugar, and that is called addiction. And that's not even talking about the wheat itself that converts into sugar on top of that into the body. It's there's a piece there. It's extremely addictive process. Dr. Scott. Public enemy number one. So it means that there is a significant relationship between sugar consumption, conversion of sugars, into disease process. What are we talking about?
Well, there's a lot of different elements you're just going to put in there. I think one of the things is number one is like the sugar that's coming into the body is first off. Second is that we've also got a thing called a monitoring system. There's a hormone system called cortisol, which is hormones that just kind of make sure that hormones are really designed to maintain your body against environmental changes. And that gets disrupted. You've also got things that we're missing certain nutrition that actually helps take sugar from the bloodstream and put it into a cell. It's kind of like the doorman or a gate man to let things in. That's also taken out of the diet. So that backs things up. We got to look at functions of the mitochondria, which is the cell function. How do we kind of feed that? And then all these places and all these things kind of lead into the elements of where the sugar problems are happening to people.
But let's talk about, you know, people are sick today. You know, you and I see them in our office on a day-to-day basis. We see people that come in with all types of different symptomological representations. Right. And so much of that is exponential today than it was when I started practice 40 years ago.
Yeah. But
so, you know, why, you know, what are we looking at? What is the symptomological, you know, patient comes in and says, Doc, I feel, and fill in the gap. What is it? How do you relate all this? And what are the questions? And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to be the audience right now. I'm saying, okay, I've got a sugar problem. Well, I can tell you if you look in the mirror and you are like overly big, you got a sugar problem.
Right.
But those are the obvious ones. But there are many people that have that. So we're talking about a whole bunch of different scenarios. Let's pick them apart.
And they play a part. Let's say you were saying number one is like weight gain. There's that. If I have brain fog. If I have a brain fog, you were talking about before, I have headaches. Do I have decreased libido? One of the biggest things that kill the libido, especially on a male, is going to be sugar handling problems. Stress. And I think when we talk about sugar as it comes into our system and it makes that roller coaster effect, one's going to be not even your consumption of it, but the stress mechanism, which is even higher than we have nowadays, especially in the U.S. marketplace, where we talk about when people go over to Europe and they have like a month's vacation. Here it's lucky to get a week off at a particular time at one time, and there's more and more stress put onto us. And even though we have technology that makes us do things faster, it also expects us to do better and keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. A lot of those stresses there put a lot of sugar reaction because the body's going to put sugar in the system because of the stress mechanism to run the body. But sometimes when you overly stress and you're not using it up, when we're not doing exercise, which uses up the sugar, that's another big thing that we're not doing, that can play a problem. And then it causes a whole litany of effects. Every system of the body needs sugar, but if it gets overly polluted with it, it also backs it up and creates a problem to it.
Yeah, but we're not talking about going to the sugar bowl. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about put sugar on stuff, even if it's raw sugar. It's not necessarily good for you if you're going over in abundance. Here's the thing. The body is going to convert fat into sugar.
Right.
And if you keep putting sugar in your system, you keep getting fatter because your body stores the excess calories as fat.
Yeah,
right?
Because, well, the thing is that's the reason why we talk about when somebody goes into, like, for example, if you eat something, you feel tired after. It was the point I was trying to make before. What happens is the body says, we've got too much sugar. The cells can't handle it. It doesn't want it in the system. So you get something called insulin resistance, and it has to convert some of that into fat. It puts it into fat. That fat, especially on when it gets into our bodies, is an inflammatory piece. It goes around, usually around your waistline. And especially in males, that being also turns something even from women to become androgenic, which means more, they start producing more testosterone. And in males, it actually produces more estrogen.
And that's why guys are getting more prostate cancers.
Exactly.
And they're starting to see guys with breast cancers.
Exactly. And it just throws everything off. Your immune system gets affected. We talk about some things, and we'll get into probably later on this conversation, is like what they call diabetic neuropathies and things like that. You get tingling in your feet. You can't feel your feet. You get extreme sensation when you touch. You get joint pains and fatigues and those factors. They all play into this.
And you get an increased risk of cataracts in the eyes. You get too much sugar in your body. Guess what happens?
Right.
Your lens starts clouding up.
Right.
And we're seeing more and more.
Urinary and tract infections. How do you feed fungus and mold?
Get a little sugar.
Give it sugars. You back up sugar, it traps in the system, it's going to eat off of it, and all of a sudden you've got those kind of problems.
You know, it's unbelievable when we start looking at America spending so much money. Actually, America spends twice as much money on health care than the next country up on the block, and we're about number 35 in the wellness quotient.
Yeah.
It's not working, people. And this is part of the deal. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Scott's going to go through and take this piece of ugliness apart. Public enemy number one, sugar. Wednesday, July 11th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. Look, here's the bottom line. We all say, well, I don't eat too much sugar. Well, start looking at all the things that you are eating that either has sugar in it, tastes like sugar, or converts to sugar.
Yeah, and understand labels. Sometimes people look at sugar and they'll say, okay, I've got a sugar. I look at the sugars, but sometimes it also says something else in the label that says carbohydrate. That's sugar. You've got to make sure your numbers and understanding what labels look like. And we'll talk a little bit about that at the program, about how to read the labels correctly. You know, people say, like, Doc, I don't eat candy. I don't eat ice cream. It's like, how many breads do you eat? How much fruit do you eat? You know, how much of the other things that are added that you're taking in your system?
Yeah, I have a patient that came in the other day, and we have a questionnaire that says sugar, and they mark it and so forth. And it's always amazing to me because we ask for numbers, and they always put a check mark in it.
Yeah.
So I go back and say, well, how much is that? So here's this person, doesn't eat any sugar or add things, eats very little candy and so forth, but literally eats fruit all day long, almost every hour throughout the day, and starts out with a glass of juice in the morning.
Right.
That's sugar, people. That's called fructose, and it acts the same way in the body. The body needs certain elements, but it doesn't need all of those things that make life worse.
And there's some differences with fructose, because sometimes that can be a very harmful sugar, more so than some of the other sugars out there, too. So there's also differences between your sugars.
Yeah, but when you're rocking the boat, you're rocking the boat.
You're rocking it. It all adds up. It's all the same bucket.
It's there. So headaches, heart disease, diabetes, joint pain, diabetic
compromise, urinary tract infections.
Pain that doesn't go away, all kinds of things that you just can't fight because now you're taking every antibiotic under the sun and nothing's happening.
Anti-aging.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and get into that. I mean, yeah, if you want to be old and frumpy, you got to get rid of the sugars. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. We're going to talk a little bit more. You can see this Wednesday evening is going to be fun and packed. Most of you have heard Dr. Lamp before. We're coming up to that break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal live in studio. It's beautiful outside. Make sure you go out today and enjoy the day. Drink a lot of water. Use the sunscreen. I made a mistake yesterday. I was watching my granddaughter play lacrosse, and I thought I was all covered up. I forgot my neck. Yeah, it looks like turkey neck today. Be
Do you
nice.
Want me to follow in on that?
No, don't even go there, Dr. Scott. In studio, Dr. Scott Lamp, and he's going to be your presenter, your host, this Wednesday evening, July the 11th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about public enemy number one, sugar, that thing that we way too much of all the time.
And get cravings for and all those kind of things that just kind of gets us loopy.
You know, and the thing is everybody wants to have that sweetness and mothers give it to their kids because you're such a good little kid today, you know, so here, have this. And we remember that. And it, not only do we remember it, you know, mentally, but we remember it physiologically and our body begins to crave it. And we have a tough time breaking the cycle. And so we end up with all kinds of things happening. And we have fat people and then we have skinny fat people, you know, with all the fat building up in the arterial system, around the heart, around the arteries and so forth. And people, and what we're seeing is increase everything today. We're seeing autoimmune diseases go through the ceiling. We're seeing heart disease and cancers and things that shouldn't be, that we should be getting better as a society, not so much. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Dr. Scott, let's get into this a little bit more. Let's talk about one piece of the puzzle. We'll get into more of it as the show goes on. But let's talk about the inflammatory reactions that sugars can cause.
Okay. Well, first off, one of the things is you think about what sugars are, just inherently the physiology of the sugar itself is sticky. It has a tendency, when it gets in the blood, it's very sticky, and it has a tendency to even clump blood cells together. One of the problems that we have, and especially on the structural part of things, when we're looking at the neurology and looking at having people with numbness in the feet and things of that nature, capillaries, which are part of your arterial system, it's the end stage of the artery as it gets to feed things, they have a very small diameter and just enough sometimes in some places for the holes for just for one blood cell to go through at a time. If I get those blood cells to stick and they clump, how do they move through that? So now we've got a situation now physically that we can't get blood flow to certain areas. Now you talk about and you hear about things with diabetic, like diabetic neuropathies for the eyes. You got things with the kidneys. In worst case scenarios, people losing toes and fingers for amputation because they can't get circulation in there. You start getting numbness and tingling type sensations in your hands and legs, maybe in the buttocks and some of the joints and things like that. Just does not work well, and then it gets everything, you know, backed up. You need to have so there's two basic things I think that the body really needs when you really think about overall health. You to be able to get healthy, you do need to get energy there, but if that energy is backed up and you can't flow it and get to it, you can't heal. The other one is really kind of digesting. You'll be able to digest to get some of those things in there to kind of rebuild your body.
You know, you're absolutely true. And your body needs a certain amount of fuel, but our bodies had to be trained.
Right.
And what we need to train them to do is take the fat storage and convert that into glucose, which is the sugar that the body needs. The brain needs a lot of sugar, but it's not going and consuming the sugar. It's using what the body has already put into place. The body has to have that efficiency. And what we do is we wreck that, because the more sugars that we put in, we start taking from the storage of nutrients, vitamin B's and zincs chromiums and things of that nature, and some amino acids as well. In the inflammatory pathways, we see all kinds of ads out there now for, you know, diabetic neuropathy or this type of neuropathy. And obviously, this is what's triggering it.
Exactly. I think the, you know, trying to make sure the fat cycle is working the correct way and just be able to go to circulate it. But I think it's the thing is the body's just so overwhelmed. You know, we have things, there's another factor here. We're talking about the hunger element in the food addiction. We haven't really talked about something called leptin, which is another hormone element. And leptin is when you have insulin resistance, that means that the sugar or insulin, which is the hormone, is supposed to deliver it into the cell, sometimes also converts it over going into a, you know, a fat deposition. Also, you have something called leptin resistance. And what happens is leptin is actually for hunger response. And so if you leptin is actually satisfied, whatever, you basically don't feel hungry. But if you have leptin resistance, that doesn't go in the system, so it drives a hunger response in the body that just kind of keeps on fueling the problem.
You know, it's a very interesting pattern, because you have a balancing act between the leptins and ghrelin.
Ghrelin is the other one, is the opposite.
Yeah, it turns it on, turns it off.
Yeah.
And because we burn up so many of our underlying nutrients that help stabilize us, we suppress one or increase the other.
Right.
and we get this uncontrollable desire to have certain things, primarily sugar, in the body to fuel the engine.
Well, it's like what you're talking about too is that when you metabolize things and break things down, you need certain types of ingredients. And a lot of those things, and again, a lot of our food supplies that we're having, we're not eating at the whole foods. We're missing things. We're missing things like alpha lipoic acids and B vitamins.
Hold that thought, Dr. Scott. We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from the break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp. Your host this Wednesday evening. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing, July the 11th, 7 p.m., the always controversial Dr. Scott Lamp. I'm going to be talking about public enemy number one.
Yep. So, I mean, again, we're going to go over those things that really have an effect on the dietary aspects and how to get back. We're going to talk about things in regards to some of the laboratory things you want to take a look at, maybe some things to ask your doctor to take a little bit farther looks on some of the things that you might be experiencing. We'll also be covering some things with diabetes and hypoglycemia. That means hypoglycemia, not getting enough sugar to certain places of the body. Too much sugar is going to be on the other side, the diabetic type side of things. Also, there's a latent diabetes 1.5 we'll talk a little bit about too, which is actually you've affected the body so bad after a period of time, you actually become an autoimmune reaction to the body and then the pancreas and things of that nature. So there's some things we're going to talk in depth about, but also some cure aids and some help assistance along the way.
That's the important piece is, look, there's everybody that's listening out there is sitting, with a few exceptions, they're saying, you're going to take my sugar away from me. Well, we're going to show you that if you're not metabolizing sugar correctly, if you're not using the stuff that you put in your body has to store it. And sometimes when it stores it, it goes into this hyperreaction of reserves where you start seeing these cascades of inflammatory reactions. And, if you've listened to the program, you've heard me talk about inflammatory barriers ad nauseum.
Yeah.
And what that means is this. I showed somebody the other day and I said, here's what inflammation means. And I had them put out their hand and I put my fingers through their fingers and I said, that's called a receptor site attachment. I mean, hormones and vitamins and so forth get into the receptor and then they work and you can take, and the body takes them where they want to take them. And then what I did is I took a small piece of face paper off the table in the office and I put it across their hand and then I went to their fingers and I said, I can't get through completely. I said, that's what happens when you have an inflammatory barrier that stops that receptor site from receiving what it needs to receive. And in this particular situation, we're talking about sugars more specifically than in any other thing, that inflammatory wall comes up and all the things that you were talking about, not only the transport of insulin, that hormone, but the transport of other hormones from thyroid hormone to testosterone and estrogens and progesterones and pituitary hormones, all the things that the body needs immediately right now on a day-to-day basis are being blunted, and then subsequently you have the end product of all the symptoms.
Let's look at the major element and just break it down in like three basic steps is the one I kind of look at. First off, you get a resistance. The body's not processing the metabolism, so you have insulin resistance. So now you've got these hormones in our body that are just regulators, and they're trying to regulate the system, and especially the adrenal gland. And the adrenal gland and cortisol is like, well, the body wants to get this food in. It's not metabolizing, but it's starving. It's stuck. Metabolism is not working. The adrenals kick in. When you start kicking the adrenal glands in, you start affecting other hormones that are down below that. You can affect estrogen. You can affect progesterone. You can affect thyroid. There's thyroid cases where really it's not a thyroid issue. It's too much sugar. It's a sugar handling or adrenal issue.
Absolutely.
And so what happens now, all these hormones are coming up. Now, what happens when you have too many hormones coming up in the system? Let's look how you filter that out. Well, now you're looking at a liver that's getting locked up with all these hormones. You can't break it down. And so now the liver, which is our processing plant, which has over 600 to 800 and 900 different processes and counting that it's supposed to be doing for the body and help cleaning things up, now is blocked up with all this stuff that's got to break down. Estrogen in itself is an extremely hard hormone to break down, and it gets recycled in the body. So it's just the element. It starts again from, I can't get and metabolize that sugar the right way, or the up and down and flows, the adrenals kick in, and all of a sudden now the other hormones are off. Now I got a liver that's backed up. How can I heal?
And your liver is the primary organ system to convert that thing we were talking about earlier, fat that's been stored as glycogen, into sugar, glucose, so the body can work.
And it makes things like cholesterol and things like that. Guess where a lot of this stuff, these sugars could get turned into? Triglycerides to cholesterol, then heart disease and all these kind of things. And
so you got a patient that comes in, Dr. Scott, and they're saying, you know, well, my sugar's fine as long as I take my metformin, you know, it keeps. So here's the $1 million, you know, directive.
Yeah, I have some diarrhea and constipation with that too,
and called cancer.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Metformin causes. You heard it here. You can look it up. This is not me talking. This is, you know, factual stuff. Metformin will cause very specific forms of cancers. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take that risk, plus the fact it doesn't do anything relative to the transport of the sugar through that veil into the targets or receptor sites that we're talking about.
That's right, exactly. So I mean, it's a crazy thing. And the thing is like, you know, you've got to learn how to control that fork. And I mean, that's really going to come down to part of that. And I think all the other thing too is, you know, what's the two things that really, really work extremely well for any type of sugar type of problems that we're having here? The first two things they talk about, which should be really, really enhanced, is really, really strongly look at the dietary elements and get your butt and doing some exercise.
888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. That's how you reach us here right now, and how you reach us when we're not here is you go to rosellcare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, rosellcare.com, or simply call 703-698-7117. And by the way, that's how you register for Dr. Scott Lamp's program this Wednesday, the 11th, 7 p.m. at the Rosell Center for Healing in Fairfax. Go to that website, scroll down, and click register now. You'll see the site. It says Public Enemy Number One, and all you got to do is click it and register. And by the way,
it's got a picture of sugar cubes on it too. So,
and I have to congratulate you. Your class is already half full as of Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, folks, if you're going to attend this class, please call immediately, because as you know, when we have a full class, we have a full class, and that's the end of it. And we have the majority of registrations that occur right after the program. So please get on site immediately. Go register, because if you're not there, we can't, you know, we only have so much space. Right. And you're going to be sitting in the hallway by the elevators. And your voice isn't that strong. It's good, but it's not that strong.
And don't stress out too much, because you're going to add to your sugar problem.
We actually bought a microphone for the so
okay, great.
We're good to go. Dr. Scott Lamp will talk about this awful and ugly thing. You know, Scott, let's talk about heart disease. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about shoulder pain and heart disease. Okay, mm-hmm. So we know that the heart will radiate into the shoulder, right? But we also know, as we've talked about for the last few minutes, that sugar will plaque the heart,
right?
And it causes the arteries to narrow down,
mm-hmm.
And it's that vasoconstriction, that narrowing, often before anything else shows, that will show increase pain in the shoulders, both shoulders, by the way, mostly
the
left in most people, mm-hmm. or directly to the back, and loss of muscular function.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with injury, but it has to do with this buildup of sugar within the arterial beds that are causing the heart not to fire properly, and now you have a somatic presentation.
Right. I think you summed it up pretty well.
You're not supposed to agree with me, Scott. You're supposed to, you know, take the other way.
I just thought that you summed it up pretty well. Again, the thing is you're looking at for an element of, you know, as these things build up and the pressures build up in the system, and I think also making sure that the arterial flows are not going directly where they're supposed to be going to. You know, you're centering on just about the heart, but there's so many other different elements you can also do. It's the same thing. You can talk about the kidneys. You can talk about the brain, the same pattern. Anything you're dealing with sugar, if you talk about, even if you look at the statistics involved, you get heart disease and combine it with diabetes, you've double or triple the possibility of heart attacks and stuff of that nature. The swelling that happens and part of the things that happens in arteriosclerosis, which adds with the cholesterol elements that happen with it too. But just the plain element, you can have heart attacks just from the fact of having inflammatory elements with somebody who actually even has low cholesterol. So inflammation can also do that same type of irritation.
We're having way too much fun with this topic. I mean, we can go in a lot of different directions with it.
You must be having sugar because your immune system's off.
I know. Well, I'm craving. You know I don't touch this stuff. 888-630-9625.
Is there a coffee there?
I'm going to save you. We're going to go to the phones. Dan, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Doctor, great show. L-citrulline and administering a blood pressure medication, what would you recommend?
Well,
what would your recommendation be as far as introducing L-citrulline with a someone who's already on it?
Well, L-citrulline is a nitric oxide stimulator, and
right.
it works for increase in circulation to the heart. But it's also known as poor man's Viagra, and it will it's used very succinctly and effectively, by the way, to increase vasodilation to the scrotum. That, in combined with arginine and a couple other things, works really pretty well. So to answer your question, if you're on blood pressure medication that's dropping your blood pressure and you increase your blood circulation, you're going to drop your blood pressure even more. And so it works extremely well. It opens up the small vessels, and that's where the effect comes from. So what I would encourage you to do is monitor your blood pressure. What's your blood pressure? You're taking medication. So what does your blood pressure run without using L-citrulline?
With the beta blocker, I think about 105 over 70, something like that.
How old are you?
66.
Okay, your top pressure, unless you're working out, is way too low for you,
mm-hmm.
and you're not pushing enough blood into the system. So it's not being balanced properly. What was it before you started on medication?
I think it was just a little over 120, maybe 125, 130.
Okay, so this is Dr. Tom Rozell talking now, his opinion, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm going to give you what's out there relative to the drug company guidelines. The drug company guidelines have been lowered and lowered and lowered relative to pre-hypertension states and so forth. And
right.
it used to be, you get into that gray area, you're 125, 128, 127. It's like no big deal as long as that bottom pressure was low and it stays close to that 70 mark. Now, the problem is that like cholesterol over a period of years, when I was in school 4 decades ago, normal cholesterol was at 235. And then what you saw is them starting to shrink down and down and down and down over a period of years. But the guys that were doing the research on that were the drug companies. Okay?
Right.
So that is like putting the fox in the hen house. So,
right.
But what they did is they published an article that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine a few years back. And it studied 1,000 guys on cholesterol medication. And what they found was, and they, consolidated down, and when their conclusion was that you have to treat 100 guys for 5 years with a statin to prevent one heart attack. Doesn't work. So you have to find out if the top pressure, by the way, is the amount of pressure that the heart has to put out to push the blood through the arterial bed. The lower pressure, which is called the diastolic pressure, is the pressure that remains in the arteries after the heart is done contracting. So you look at things that relax the blood vessels. You look at things like certain types of magnesium. You look at dietary patterns. Exactly what we're talking about right now, inflammation. You drop the amount of sugars that go into the system and your blood pressures go down. So let's talk about your question with L-citrulline. Citrulline, a nitric oxide producer, just like arginine is, and there's several others that work very, very well, you can have very, very specific benefits on heart and blood pressure and so forth. Will it drop your blood pressure? Yes. Will it allow other things to be treated very well, as we talked about with the rectal dysfunction and so forth? Yes, it makes a very nice difference, particularly when you take the two together. It's the vasodilation, the blood vessel dilating effects, which are the most important. But that also helps the heart. So if that's working, you're going to notice that your blood pressure is going to drop. And with your doctor, you need to monitor that and don't do it because I'm telling you, but watch with them that you begin to monitor, because you're going to have to come off of that blood pressure because your pressure is going to drop down. You're already at 105, in my opinion, is a little lower than where it should be. At your age, you should be more like 115, 100,
oh, really?
Yeah, 106.
Okay.
Listen, you and I are in the same neighborhood, right? Now,
right.
Full disclosure, my blood pressure runs 116 over 68, and I take no meds, nothing.
Wow.
All
very
right?
good.
So you have to look at what your lifestyle is. This thing that we're talking about with blood sugar handling is critical to what you're talking about right now in both areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my goal is to get off the beta block.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. Why don't you join us Wednesday evening, and love to have you as a guest. We'll answer questions more intimately at that point. But remember, I'm giving you opinions based on data that's out there. But, you know, any of you, and just make sure that, you know, if you take the stuff that we're telling you, go to your docs and say, look, can we monitor this anyway? I want to try this, and I don't want it to get out of control. It's like the things that Dr. Scott is going to present Wednesday night, and he's talking about today. If you get your blood sugars under control relative to that transport system, I promise you that if you're on metformin and things of that nature, it's going to drop like a rock, and if you're on metformin, it's going to get way too low. So join us this Wednesday evening, the 11th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. You're going to learn something that you haven't learned before.
Yeah, I think one of the things when you talk about inflammation is also backup fluids in the body. And if you think about the heart as being kind of like a train and needs to push things through, the more inflammation you have, the more fluid you have to move, it's going to raise blood pressure to meet the demands of the bodies and the cells that need to have the food and the nutrition and the oxygen. And so inflammatory is a big thing. This is, you know, sugar is one of those things that right into inflammation. Inflammation's associated with almost every major disease process, and you could probably throw sugar for pretty much close right behind it.
You know, everybody knows, because I talk about it all the time, you know, I'm from the Rock. I'm from that island of Sicily, right? My family's I'm first generation of this country. I want to move it to what everybody considers Italian food.
Yeah.
Pasta, pizza, subs, spreads, things like that, right? That's not what we ate over in the old country. Mm-hmm. You go over to Sicily and you go into the mountains where my family's from, and you see them eating small pieces of meat, lamb, some fowl, fish, tons of vegetables, nuts and seeds. The grains that they eat are the heavy grains. The breads that they make are the old-fashioned semolina, ancient. The breads are yellow, but they only have a little piece of it. And the other piece, guess what they do? They walk.
It's like a 10,000. It's like 10,000 steps or whatever it is that they do over there. About 10 miles on the average, 8 miles on the average of the people up there.
Yeah, just go walk two miles a day. And not fast. Just go walk.
Well, the thing is, you know, in every time you talk about Italy, I also talk about blue zones.
Be nice.
but blue zones in the good ways. Blue zones were the areas where people lived the longest, highest, best quality of life.
True.
And, you know, people lived longer, a higher ratio of 100-year-olds than anywhere else. Okinawa, Japan, Italy, Greece, Costa Rica, Seventh Adventists out of California. And what are they doing? Part of it is you got to look at the overlaps of everything they're doing. And number one is plant-based foods, moving, exercise, and then we got to get to
live foods, less stress, and we're going to talk about all those things.
Family
as well. We're coming up to a break. Dr. Scott Lamp, my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing at 7 p.m. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We have a whole lot more for you. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio every Sunday at 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And you know what? Those of you listening out in California, I just had a really interesting call the other day. Somebody said, thank you so very much for doing your program. You have no idea how many of us listen to you out here. And I said, yeah, I wrote back and I was curious. And I said, really? Why? I said, because you're the only show that actually will push the edge and tell the truth. Everybody else is trying to sell something. And, you know, what we're trying to do is give you data and information as much as we possibly can. Why? Because we want you to be the master of your own ship. We want you to be able to make decisions accordingly in your health. So you're not just duped. So you don't go to the white tower doctor. You know, Scott, you say it, I say it, all the guys in the office. The bottom line is we want you to have the data so you don't believe anybody straight up. You have to do the research. You have to make sure that it makes a resonance.
You've got to be your own advocate for your body.
You
are the number one decision maker on that. And let them don't file in blindly. Ask the questions. Put people to the test. Put us to the test. Don't put people up on stools and say that's the final say. Get second opinions. Get third opinions. This is your body. And once you, like as you were talking about the other day, once you cut, you know, if it's going into cutting or something like that, or medication, sometimes you can get some permanent damage that can happen from some of these things.
You know, you take a look at some of the prescriptions, and, you know, I got a little reactionary with our last caller. But the reason I do is because we see that every day of the week. This is what happens. People come in and they are on tons of different medications. We're sitting here, we're laughing because we can see monitors here in the studio, and there was a commercial for Lyrica for diabetic neuropathy. And I'm saying, Lyrica, it just, all it does is it scrambles the brain. It doesn't fix anything. There's guys out there, you know, patients have asked us, well, how about this laser therapy? You know, that's supposed to be good for, I said, yeah, it can help blunt and repair, but if you don't change what you're doing, if you don't add the nutritional components to it, if you don't stop the cycle,
if you keep on lighting the match,
you're still going to get burned.
You're still going to get burned. Absolutely. You know, you maybe contain the fire. Is that what you're trying to do? Go back to the cause.
I mean, we've used lasers. We had lasers in the office for the last probably almost 20 years, and we use them. But the bottom line is, in our experience, do they help? Yes, absolutely. We use them day in and day out. But in addition to that, you've got to be willing to make some shifts and changes. If you're not willing to do that, nothing is going to work permanently. You've got to change your lifestyle. This Wednesday evening, the 11th, my guest today, Dr. Scott Lamb. Scott, what are you going to cover?
We're going to cover the roller coaster. So we're going to take a look at some of the things that create these type of problems. And we're also going to come up with some possible solutions. And I think a lot of those solutions are going to be things like how to get your life back a little bit. And we're going to talk about different elements of that, some dietary elements, but, some structural elements we need to work with, psychological elements. So we're going to cover the triangle, structure, chemistry, emotion, and how that's handled to make this work a little bit better and how to get your life back. And then understand, like, exactly what we talked about. This, we got to go after the matches, not after the, you know, trying to put the
fire out afterwards.
We need to look at that, because that's the best way to take care of it. Because if you keep feeding it, it's going to keep on causing destruction. One way or the other, it's going to squeeze in, follow some channel that's going to come in and affect your life.
You know, it's so important that you really understand the triggering mechanisms of what take place with all these disease processes, from headaches, migraines. And this is one of the major triggers for migraines. You know, if the blood sugars aren't stable, if people aren't doing what they should be doing, your head's going to come off.
Sleep. I mean, sleep is so regulated by sugar control. It's in so much, even not even getting to sleep or waking up with things. We're going to talk about that. And again, how do you recover from inflammation? One of the ways is making sure you get proper sleep. So now that gets whacked because it's thrown off by the sugar control.
Yeah, if you're not sleeping, you can't heal. And what Dr. Scott's talking about is that your cortisol levels, what wakes you up. So when your cortisol kicks up, it's because your blood sugar is crashing. It's got to be nutrient. It's not by going out and eating a candy bar.
And circadian rhythms. I mean, that gets thrown all over the place.
But you're going to cover that Wednesday night. So join us. Call us, 703-698-7117, or go to rosellcare.com. But register today, because this is going to be a packed class. We're coming up to that part of the program where we have to say adieu. Love you all. See you alone. Bye.
Take care.